Maxwell, Bricta, Menlo Park, Manso, Cragen, and Wakefield are on the list and could be closed or consolidated next year. The Tucson Unified School District Governing Board is putting two middle schools and four elementary schools at risk. Pueblo Gardens Pre-K through 8th and Santa Rita High School are not on the list of closures anymore. Last week, the board voted to start the closure process at one high school, five elementary schools, and two middle schools, making it 14 schools that could close next year. According to TUSD officials, the closures would save about $5.2 million. That's less than half of the $17 million that the district has to cut. At the Catalina Magnet High School auditorium, dozens speak about the negative impact school closures will have, including lack of transportation, drop in enrollment, and loss of academic achievement for students who may get lost in the shuffle. Those at most risk, some teachers say, are children with special needs who benefit from smaller schools. Board members Adelita Grijalva and Michael Hicks express concerns about areas with the most school closures.
The fact that we're giving very few options to families on the west side. So we're going to have charter schools that are not currently there. Very happy with the decisions that this board is making tonight.
Out of the eight schools, six of them are on the east side again. We are systematically asking the people on the east side to leave TUSD and to go into charter schools.
TUSD will have two public meetings next month to go over the list of schools that could possibly close, and the board will make a final decision on December 20th. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.